the General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 269 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of February 23rd, 2021. This week, it's Y2K again. Everybody's going digging, then Superman that home console. CJ and I got with me TJ.
Hey!
Did you say something?
Yeah, I said hey.
Stupid.
It was silent for me too.
Welcome okay, to good. Discord. I was too loud.
And
hi.
Yeah,
I wasn't too loud. Everyone can hear me.
Yep.
I can hear you. Well, we'll start the way we usually do with what are you playing? Dom, what are you playing?
Hold on. Let me scroll back up so I can read. So Super Mario 3D World got ported to Nintendo Switch. It is Mario 3D World that was on the Wii U, plus a new, I guess, DLC for it called Bowser's Fury, which I have not gotten into yet because Lauren and I are playing Mario 3D World because she's never played it.
Oh.
Mario 3D World is legitimately one of the best Mario games they've ever made. It is so much damn fun, and they finally figured out how to do multiplayer. Like, you know, they've tried... like the new Super Mario Brothers for Wii and Wii U, you could have four people playing all at the same time and everyone was just like smashing into each other constantly and dying and like screwing each other over. Exactly. Because this isn't 2D, it's a full 3D world. It's way, way easier to play multiplayer. So you can have four people playing all at the same time. I haven't had four yet, but I've had three because I played me, Lauren, and Greg all played together because they also introduced online play with it,
nice.
Which works crazy good.
Nice.
Like legitimately not a single issue, which wow. is great because every other Nintendo game has horrendous online issues, but not all of them, but the vast majority of them. But no issues playing online. It was great. The game still plays just awesome. It's still just as good as it always was. And this is the game that introduced the cat suit. So,
right.
I mean, how could you not love running around as Mario in a little cat suit? Or honestly, the best is Toad because his head is so big and his body is so small. And the way that he walks as a cat is like kind of on his tippy toes. Okay. So it's like really funny to see him just like scurry along as a little kitty. But I mean, it's like I said, one of the best Mario games I've ever played. I really, really love it. I loved it on Wii U. And the fact that it's on Switch now and I could take it anywhere is great. And the fact that it has online play is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that Bowser's Fury is really, really good nice. And like setting the stone for what multiplayer and Mario games should be in the future. So I'm definitely excited to get into that. I think I beat the first three worlds. So we're probably about halfway through the game at this point. So hopefully it'll get done soon. I can play Bowser's Fury and just, I don't know. It's seriously such a great game. So anybody that has a Switch, I recommend getting it. Even though it's $60, just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Nintendo charges way too much for their old games.
Side question. Is that your cat in the background or is that just like a black smudge that I just can't see?
Me or Dom?
You, CJ.
No, that's your right. What you're looking at. This?
Yeah, that thing.
That looks trash.
Like, that looks like Harley.
That's Goose's chew toy.
Oh,
it's a monkey.
Oh, it looks like Harley just sitting there. Sorry, continue.
I do kind of see it.
Kind of
anyway.
Staring at the screen. I was like, "Is that a cat? I can't
is
tell.
Is that a cat? Nope. It is a stuffed monkey.
Okay.
Negative. I am a meat popsicle. All right. So you know, buy games when they come out for $50, or wait a few years later for when they're $60.
It was $60 on the Wii U.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right, so buy a $60 game, you know.
Yeah,
five, 6 years.
Probably at least 7 months, probably.
I mean, I think Zelda is probably still like $40.
I'm sure it is.
Breath of the Wild. So moving on. TJ, you and Dom are playing something together.
So yeah, a bunch of our friends got into Deep Rock Galactic. It's a mining game where you play dwarves and get sent from space into like planets and mm-hmm. you have to mine a bunch of shit and then get out. It is fun, one. Two, it's a lot more fun with people. Like, the game's boring as shit when you're playing by yourself. like, kind of like Sea of Thieves, where, like, it's way more enjoyable with other people. There's also different mission types. So there's one where you're just collecting shit. There's another where you have to find pieces of a robot, put them back together, and ship them back. There's one where you have to drop a refinery and then, like, find the other other gas leaks and stuff and put stuff on them and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. I recommend it. There are some weird frames Game Pass, issues. Right? It's on Game Pass, so it's free. If you want to play with other people on Xbox, do not get the Steam version. You will not be able to play.
Not just Xbox. If you want to play with people who have it on Game Pass, you can't get the Steam version. Mm-hmm. Even if you're all playing on PC, the Steam version and the Windows 10 version are not compatible. No, get it on Game Pass.
Two completely different games, which makes no fucking sense to me, but whatevers.
Yep. Like, they're literally two different games?
No, it's the same game, but it's just, like, they don't have the same servers, I guess.
It's kind of like Minecraft for
Flash versus Flash. For Windows 10.
Yeah, Java.
That's what I meant, Java.
Minecraft and
Minecraft on Flash.
Yeah, that dead thing. So, yeah, I would recommend it. It's a lot of fun. If you have friends to play with, that makes it a hell of a lot better. But it's mining stuff.
It's
you
cool.
also have a lot of enemies that attack you constantly. So it's very hectic at times. And you have four different classes you can play as, and they all have kind of different roles.
Yeah, and you have like the driller who has a flamethrower.
Yep.
There's the TJ who you play as. What the hell's the guy's name?
I play as the engineer, which has turrets you can set up and platforms you can shoot out. There's a gunner who has a Gatling gun. And then there's a scout that can shoot, has a grappling hook and can shoot out like more permanent lights, because there's no lights in the caves. You have to throw like little glow sticks out and they only last a certain time. To see, so having a scout helps a lot with just being
the scout's
see
got
around.
A flare gun, so it lights it up better. They also have grenades that you throw that make everybody slow, so there's some really big enemies that you like to have to shoot in the butt to kill, and it's really helpful to throw out a slow grenade, make them slow so everybody can get around and shoot them without them, like, because there's times where there's like six of them out at the same time. Yeah. They're just like swarming and massacring you.
And it's just a fun game all around. I would definitely recommend it. There are some like issues with joining games and stuff like that where it can be really finicky.
We had problems with, like, you know, there's three of us in a game, and I think it was when TJ was joining, we were trying to get him to join as the fourth person, but none of us could invite anybody, because it was like, you can't invite anyone when you're playing solo. And we're like, we're not playing solo.
Yeah.
So we had to like leave the game entirely and start a brand new one. And it was just like, it's very strange sometimes with that, you know, just like the bugs and stuff.
Yeah. The bugs, feel it's like a smaller indie game studio where it's got like just weird bugs.
Yeah, and it's not like it just came out either. It's been out for
2 years?
3 years, I think. It came out in February of 2018.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been
out for 3 years.
It was early access before that.
Yeah.
So it's been out for a bit. So the bugs can be a pain in the butt, but if everything's running smooth, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is a great time. Like, I had a shit ton of fun with it. I mean, it's not very in depth, you know. It's kind of just like going to the mine, and there's probably 3, 4, or 5 different objectives that you can do. Mm-hmm. It's either just like mine this amount of this material, and you have like, you know, some side missions of like, here, grab these flowers and stuff, or there's one where you have to drill pipelines. There's like a few different things that you can do, and it's just like, yeah, it's just like a cute little game. You know, it's the graphics do remind me a little bit of Sea of Thieves, where it's like, it looks great, but it's also very like simplistic graphics.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of customization. Yeah. there's a ton of customization. You can customize and get things for your characters, you know, different hairstyles, different beard styles, skin colors, hats, thick glasses, things like that. You can upgrade your guns. You can upgrade, I think, your character themselves. You can upgrade your pickaxe, which I still have not gotten a single pickaxe upgrade.
That's like way later. I think we're still far away from that. But and also all the caves that you go into are randomly generated. So you'll never run into the same cave twice.
Yeah, it's all procedurally generated stuff, which is great. For the most part, there was one time where it take us like 44 minutes or something to do this one mission, because like the cave that generated was just garbage. There's no other way to say it. It's fucking sucked.
Wow. It's ones that like kind of wrap back on each other and shit, and it's a fucking nightmare.
But I mean, it's got a 10 out of 10 on Steam. Like, it's got great, great reviews. It's just really fun to play. And if you get it on Game Pass, it's even better. And then you could play with us.
Nice.
Yeah.
And there you go. Check out Deep Rock Galactic if you're not currently playing Valheim like everyone else in the world.
Yeah, I haven't played that yet, but I gotta pick it up.
Like everybody. That's like, seriously, like
I've heard it's just Rust with a little bit more.
A lot of people are, the thing is, it has more PvE stuff in it than Rust does. Yeah. So people are making private servers and they're not doing the PvP part of it really. They're just kind of building. It's basically advanced Minecraft. It's Viking Minecraft for a lot of people who aren't really doing the PvP stuff.
I'm gonna have to look into that.
It's only $20 on Steam, so.
Ooh, damn.
Like, yeah, it's not bad, and I know a few people who have like private servers, and they've been playing a lot, so it's definitely tempting to check it out. But check out Super Mario 3D World and Deep Rock Galactic. Moving on to a little nerd news, I've got something that's kind of new, kind of not really new. It was, I think, maybe a week ago or so, almost 2 weeks at this point. Board Game Arena. Which I talked about previously on here, is like an online board game website, like playing a place that you can play board games on there. And it feels janky, but I've always enjoyed their website and just like how easy it was during this pandemic to get people together to play a board game on there. A lot more easy than trying to do it through tabletop sim.
Tabletop sim is tough sometimes.
It just takes a lot of resources on your computer.
Mm-hmm. And the really awesome thing about Board Game Arena is, I mean, they've already been around for over 10 years. They were founded in 2020 by these two developers that basically worked on it on the side, and they've kind of amassed this huge community of like volunteer developers, me being one of them, that like just grab games that are available. Cause like I said, they go out, they get the licenses for these games. Either a publisher can say like, yeah, here's my license. Here's like the art files, go ahead and make the game. Or they'll say like, no, we want to make it a premium. We want like a little bit of money from it. But the premium membership for the year is like, I think $25 for a year, which is amazing for what you get on it, and really worth it. And like these community of developers doing work, they've just made so many awesome games. And a week or so ago, Board Game Arena announced that Asmodee Group bought Board Game Arena, and Reddit wasn't happy. A very specific publisher of one of the games wasn't very happy. And basically.
Why?
So.
Is it an oversight thing?
The thing is, Asmodee, the way that Board Game Arena kind of explained it is that they've been looking for investors because there are only, like I said, it was only two developers for the longest time. And it shows, especially like. When you're looking at like the framework to develop games in, like it's everything. They obviously stretch too thin, and I think they recently hired two people to help them do stuff. on top of everything else. So like still like four people developing on this stuff is just not a lot. And there's like nobody to like, you know, when you have four developers, like no direction, no project manager, like stuff doesn't work very well. But the thing is, Board Game Arena, I'm sorry, Asmodee stepping in is kind of like imagine having like a community brewery where like people just can come in and volunteer to like make whatever kind of beers that they can with the stuff. And then Budweiser comes in and purchases that brewery. And it's like, we're not going to change anything. You guys still have full autonomy. We're just here and we own you now. You're a part of our group. And everyone's kind of like,
bullshit.
Yeah, everyone's a little worried about that because that's basically what Asmodee is. And
it's like when EA or Activision buys you.
Yeah.
Like they can tell you that you're going to have creative control over your stuff all they want, but if they have a track record of doing the exact opposite, you're going to believe that the exact opposite is going to happen.
Yeah. And there's kind of like these two camps because there's, like I said, I'm a part of that community of developers, and it seems like to them, as players on the platform, they're a little worried, but like have skeptic optimism. But as like developers, they're like, look, I love making these games. This is me choosing as a hobby to do this and make these games. Like I have, you know, I don't have to do it. I don't consider it working for free. This is a hobby to me. But then there's the other side of people who are like, you know, Board Game Arena took advantage of these developers and like they're not paying them for any of their work. And now that they have this, like, I mean, this is very specifically out of like a publisher and a board game designer who posted on Reddit was like, they didn't contact me. I know I have a small game, but like they didn't even give me an option to like pay me for my license, which I donated to them for free. But now they have this like $1 billion company behind them. And it's like, all of a sudden, like what now? Like you should just get paid.
Yeah.
Like you supported these people for years by offering this license. So they can turn your game into a digital copy,
right,
to play online and give you free marketing for your board game. And now you want to get paid just because a $1 billion company bought them. And it's like, switch it to premium.
That's like when people win the lottery and then all of a sudden people want like a piece of it. Like, oh, yeah. Exactly. You know, we were friends for
relatives
years.
You haven't heard from. Yeah, and exactly. Yeah.
Kind of that kind of shit.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm just saying, if you guys won the lottery, I'd totally hit you up for money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I mean, but I'd stab your asses.
I knew it. I think like... For me, like, again, it's that, you know, skeptic optimism that Board Game Arena is going to come in and help, like, stop shanking.
shank with mechanical pencil, bitch.
You know, Asmodee, first off, they've already said, like, a bunch of Asmodee games. And Asmodee owns a lot of big popular games. They bought Fantasy Flight and then burned them to the ground. But... that's a story for another day. Again, like you said, talking about like EA or Activision
track
buying
records.
You. Yeah. Yeah, Asmodee has that track records. They bought Fantasy Flight Games and then closed everything down. Mind you, Fantasy Flight Games was, you know, well known for their extremely overpriced games for like what seems like no reason.
And but, having games with like, just baggies.
yeah here's a box and 400 pieces, just dump them all in there and good luck. So like it's hard to say like right now. I'm happy that these developers got a payday. They obviously seem very tired. But also like especially the fact that they said they got a 600% increase in membership in 2020 alone.
That's pretty good.
Because
I mean,
pandemic.
I guess it makes sense. You know, everybody's stuck at home. It seems like it's kind of something that would, you know, that would work.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing is it works. It does work. And I mean, like it doesn't look great, but it works. And that's because of this community of developers that are putting stuff in beta and playtesting and doing all this stuff. And I guess it's kind of like it's up to you to decide if all of a sudden now, you know, that they sold out to Asmodee, you know, are they obligated to pay any of the developers that donated their time to make these games?
No.
I don't think so.
I flat and, out and, no.
Yeah.
You donated your time to help this small company, and then they got big, and now you want a chunk of it.
You're exactly
a piece of garbage at that point.
Yeah. And like I said,
if you don't want to donate your time anymore, don't donate your time anymore. Yeah. Just stop doing it.
Yeah.
It's seriously like volunteering at a place and then like when they go profit, like make a huge shit ton of money. You're like, well, you know, I should probably get some of that money now.
It's like, you know, I just get paid for my work. It's like, no, you volunteered your work. Yeah. And the thing is, like, they're offering freelance positions now, too. So they have games, and I'm assuming they're going to be the Asmodee games, where if you want to get paid to make that game, you can.
Yeah.
You make a bid to them, you apply to that position, and then you can make that game and turn your hobby into a freelance job. Or you can help the small board game publishers and donate your time to get their product out there for people to discover. You know, and if you don't like it, you can go premium. You know, if you're a publisher and you don't like this, you can go premium. And also, I guess there are competitors, you know, that's another thing. It's just like, as a competitor, do you want your competitor making money off of your product? And it's like, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, make your own competing platform?
Right.
When you probably don't have the money to do that, because nobody's going to beat out this $1.3 billion, you know, entity. But it is what it is, and I wish Board Game Arena good luck, especially their original developers, and I'm glad that they got a payday, and I hope that they don't get hounded too much for this.
Let's are we placing bets on when we're going to report the news that they're shut down?
Yeah. I know. That's a
They're banning all games except Asmodee games.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Asmodee has their own like digital games already, and they're not good. Like they're not like exact copies of the board games, and they're just not done well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, they're all on Steam and stuff, so you like have to buy them and download them compared to like logging onto a website and just clicking play, you know? So I think this will it's shutting it down wouldn't be in their benefit.
Right.
But I think it's kind of a waiting game to see when that $25 a year membership goes up.
Yeah, it goes up to $40 a year or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or there starts like being like tiers, like, oh, you want to play these Asmodee games? Yeah, no, that's another like, you know,
they're gonna introduce like timed plays where like, yeah, you can play this game for free for, you know, 3 hours and then you have to purchase it, or you play this monthly subscription and like probably tiers that, like
purchasing
you'll
games.
You'll have like a bronze, silver, gold type tier where you, based off of how much you pay, you get access to certain games.
So again, I'm going to have skeptic optimism for now, but not too, we'll see what happens.
Shockingly enough, I just have skepticism.
just skepticism. So moving on to some other news. TJ, you got something.
So BlizzCon 2021 happened. We got a lot of news.
Did it really?
Yeah, it just happened. What? I did not know. God damn.
Wow. So he doesn't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
He doesn't know. He must not know.
So bunch of stuff came out of BlizzCon. So first off, they announced that Diablo 2 Resurrected is happening. And
that one I
released.
Do know.
There's literally nothing else to give a shit about.
They are confirming the launch. There's PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and Nintendo Switch.
What about my phone?
No.
Nobody has a phone.
No one has a phone. It's garbage. So that's being redone.
And this is a full remake of Diablo 2 and Lords of Destruction.
Yep.
Yes.
So it's both that and the DLC. I want to make perfectly clear that there is cross progression. So if you're playing on Xbox and PC or Switch and PC, you can carry your save over and you can pick up your character in the same spot.
That's awesome.
There is not crossplay at launch.
Oh,
so you can only play on the platform with someone that they're on the same platform. Everyone is saying like, well, cross progression means cross play. It does not. And they said there's cross play is not available at launch and might come after launch, which to me means most likely not going to happen.
Xbox and PC might be able to. That's it.
Exactly.
And that could be a years down the road, if any, which sucks because we have a lot of friends that could play, but like we all kind of own different things. So
everybody I know so far is getting on PC. So,
okay. Thank God.
Diablo is made for PC. Get it for PC. Yeah. It is good on a console. I've had I played Diablo 3 on Xbox and it's actually a lot of fun. I haven't played it on Switch, but I know people who have. Also fun, but I'm getting it for PC. Definitely. Depending on the price, maybe. Maybe I'll get it for Xbox also to play with a couple people that have that. But Blizzard said they are considering it. They are evaluating crossplay for after launch, which means it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's I've heard stupid. That before from other gaming companies, and it's never happened.
Yep.
Other stuff announced was the new rogue class for Diablo 4 was announced, which is pretty awesome. I'm excited to see a rogue in Diablo. Was there a rogue in 3?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The rogue is fucking amazing.
I didn't know.
So good. Diablo 3 is great.
Never played it. Only played...
You really should now that they fixed it.
Yeah.
Because
like,
when it launched,
first came
sucked.
Out, yeah.
It sucked.
When it first came out, I was like, this looks terrible.
There is no... There's no two ways around it. It sucked at launch. Mm-hmm. And then, just like every other game, a couple years in, it turned into an amazing game. By the way, I also want to mention there is no local co-op for Diablo 2 either, the way that there was for
garbage.
Diablo 3 on consoles. On consoles, Damn. You could play local co-op. For this, you cannot.
That's what we did. We all used one CD, loaded up the cutscenes, and then when someone was done with the cutscene, you handed the CD to someone else, and then they started the cutscene.
Apparently there is local play on Switch. Switch only.
What the fuck? And why Switch?
Don't know. Like, at this point, it seems like they're going out of their way to make it more difficult for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make it so that you buy it on different things.
Yep.
That's why they make it cross progression, so you have to buy it on multiple things.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers. Overwatch 2 had a bunch of shit come out. New maps are shown, changes the PvP and how that works. Updates on heroes. A lot of the heroes have aged and have different looks and feels, which is pretty cool. I will try that out, but it's going to be a bit.
Overwatch?
Yeah, Overwatch. We have friends that play Overwatch religiously, and it was fun, but it never hooked me. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it's a game that I can get into and I enjoy every once in a while, but like, it's just not. It's, you know what it is I'm bad at video games. That's what it is. That's a very competitive shooter game, and I'm bad at video games. Yeah. That's really why I don't like it
as
much.
I'm not as good with FPSs anymore as I used to be. And it shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, with Call of Duty or like, you know, Battlefield or whatever, like, you know, it's, you just join a match, you play a few times and you get out. I feel like with Overwatch, it's just so, like, the competitiveness around it.
Yeah.
And just that community just makes it feel so toxic.
It is. Not as bad as like LOL, but
it's not as League of Legends, but I agree that it's a very toxic, especially in game. Like, oh my God, I was Reinhardt one time and the entire other team was a bunch of like kids and they were all friends playing together and they are just fucking Leroy Jenkinsing and just like going out, getting massacred and then yelling at me for not protecting them well enough. They're like, Reinhardt, what are you doing? Why aren't you protecting us? Meanwhile, they all scatter to different corners of the map, all get killed and refuse to stay behind my shield and do anything properly. They're like, get your mic on. Why don't you have your mic on? And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
That also might be it. That game really skews to a demographic that we are not a part of anymore.
Yeah, and it's just like that. First of all, that's literally the reasons I don't have my mic on, and also like to me that's just what Overwatch in a nutshell is. Is like that's been my experience so many times.
Yeah, So lots of updates on Overwatch 2. The best part, I think, of the entire thing, which you can find a video of, is Metallica did a performance at the end of the opening ceremony. And if you watched it on, let's say, the BlizzCon live stream on YouTube or the Twitch channel for Blizzard, you were fine.
Please tell me they got DMCA'd.
The main Twitch, stream. There we go. I couldn't think of the word. That was DMCA'd.
That's
they
fucking
did not
awesome.
Have the rights to play the Metallica song, and then about a few seconds into the song, they played 8-bit music over it. That was clearly not even close. It was like 8-bit folk music.
Unreal.
It is fucking hilarious. And like, it's ironic because Lars was so against all this shit, like so against people pirating music, and now a full circle's come around and it's bit him in the ass.
But it's funny because like the guitarist for Dragon Force was doing a live Twitch stream and people were asking him to play Through the Fire and the Flames live. So he did, and like to show them how it was played, and he got DMCA'd.
Yep.
It's a song that he wrote and he's performing the guitar part to. They don't care. There is nothing there that
there's just a bot just like, there that is listening for things and just catches it and DMCA's you.
And like, that's what happens as shitty as it is. Well, yeah, but and as shitty as it is, it's like better safe than sorry, because you know what, they're gonna have to do something to weed out the real ones from the fake ones, and at some point someone's gonna trick the system to getting real, and then Twitch is gonna get sued because everybody in this fucking country just loves to sue no matter what. And that's where this all comes from, is everybody is too sue happy.
Yep.
And you're better off banning an actual artist from their own music than you are accidentally not doing it and getting a multi-million dollar lawsuit.
It's just freaking funny because the Blizzard Twitch channel was fine and BlizzCon stream on YouTube was fine because Blizzard had gotten the rights for the song, but Twitch didn't, so they got bit in the ass.
It's pretty great.
And it's so and
that's what's
hilarious.
Most funny is Twitch themselves,
And it's, I swear to Christ, go to the IGN article on it, and it is, they have a clip of it, and it is so funny to watch these guys be playing, like, heavy metal music, and it's just, like, this 8-bit music over it. It's, like, a bunch of bells and shit, and it's very light music. It's great. So fucking hilarious. Highly recommend go checking it out. But the cool things announced at BlizzCon was the Rogue class, Diablo 2 coming back for us old people, and Overwatch 2. So I'm excited for those.
All right. So let's take a quick break to line our pockets with cash. We'll be right back. And we're back. So let's move on to a little geek on geek off. Dom, why don't you tell us what's
okay?
What's getting you?
So, for the first time since I think November of 2019, so it's been just a little over a year, Nintendo finally released a Nintendo Direct. And they've had mini directs, and they've had the indies ones, and they've had a couple Nintendo directs that were focused specifically on a game. Like they had an Animal Crossing one and they had stuff like that. But this was the first actual Nintendo Direct in over a year. So like, and they like surprise announced it. Like it came out on Thursday the 17th. I'm pretty sure it was Wednesday the 16th that they were like, hey, Nintendo Direct tomorrow at like 5 p.m. So it's like understandably immediate hype because it's just like, we haven't done this in so long. You fucking surprise announce it for tomorrow. Like, let's get ready for some big shit.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I don't know if I've ever been so disappointed in a Nintendo Direct before.
Really?
Damn. That's rough.
Like, there was... All right. There was, what, like 3.5 things in the entire 50 minutes that I enjoyed. They announced two new characters, or one new character for Smash. I forgot her name already. Pyra from Xenoblade Chronicles. Another sword user. Looks kind of cool.
I know.
It is what it is. I have no problems with it, but I really thought it was going to be another Fire Emblem character. So I guess I'm glad it's not. But like, so you know, another sword user.
I mean, is it really any different?
Yeah. They showed more of No More Heroes 3, which I'm super hyped for because I love No More Heroes. And this looks exactly like what I was hoping it was going to be. So I'm hyped about that. Mm-hmm. They showed a new Mario Golf, which looks, yes. I mean, it's Mario Golf. It looks fucking awesome as expected. And they specifically said that there's motion controls in it. So I immediate day one buy.
Yeah, like, we must play that because we haven't played a golf, just a golf game with motion controls since Tiger Woods 2010
is the one that I have. Jesus. It's been 11 years for that. And like, I mean, we were going to get a PGA 2K21 until they specifically said no motion controls for the Switch. Yeah. And I was like, it's pointless to purchase. It's why
are
would you buy
a golf game since we have motion controls? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. There were some cool things. Fall Guys is coming to Switch, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Square Enix, I think it's Square Enix because it's the same engine that they did Octopath Traveler in. They're making a new RPG where it's not turn-based the same way that Octopath was, which is like the more Final Fantasy style. It's got the more Fire Emblem like board game style of turn-based combat. Mm-hmm. It was called like Project Triangle something, which is just as dumb of a name as Octopath Traveler. You know, it is, I don't know, it's just stupid names, but those games look like gorgeous. I love the style of them. But you know, those are fine. They're cool games, whatever. Some HD remasters of old ass games, some really, really bad looking games, like DC Superhero Girls.
Oh boy.
Let me tell you, it looks horrible. Like, does it looks it? Like a game. Huh. It looks like a game that you would play on Nick.com. Looks like fucking garbage. Embarrassing. I was just like, I cannot believe that they, I mean, it's DC, so I can believe it, but like, really could not believe that they did it that dirty.
Got them.
Yeah, they're porting Miitopia from the 3DS over to the Switch, and I was like, this is going to be like $30 or $40, and everyone's going to be fucking mad.
Splatoon 3.
Splatoon 3, which I am hyped about because I do love Splatoon. I haven't played it in a while, but the thing that I'm nervous about is I had like a list of things that they needed to do from 1 to 2 to like make the game better. And they did, I think, none of them. Ooh. So now I'm nervous that they're just going to fucking make it the same game again and call it Splatoon 3. But we'll see what happens. There's Super Mario items coming to Animal Crossing, which all look awesome. But I was just like, as soon as I saw it, I was just like, well, you just got me to play Animal Crossing again. Yeah. So that's cool.
Mario Maker in Animal Crossing.
Exactly. Yep. And then I guess, you know, so they had Eiji Aonuma came on and just they had like fucking like apology video for not having anything about Breath of the Wild 2. And they were just like, yeah, it's not ready to show yet. So here's what we have instead. And they're releasing Skyward Sword HD remaster, which doesn't look any different than it did on Wii. It doesn't look like an HD remaster. It looks like they just made sure that the resolution was, you know, 1080p, but
yeah,
nothing looks any different.
They literally made it HD and that's it. Like,
that's exactly it. And, you know, they said like, oh, you know, we had the motion controls before, but, you know, with the way the Joy-Cons are, they're much better. So the motion controls are going to be better, which I hope, because I didn't mind the motion controls. That was something that everyone like that was what was so panned about the game. Everyone hated the motion controls. They weren't that bad, but they definitely needed some work. But they also added controller support, except the controller support is use the right stick to swing your sword. So I was just like, so I was just like, okay, so I'm never using a controller. Like, that's just sounds not fun or intuitive. And the game's going to be $60.
Oh, fuck that noise.
It's a 10-year-old game that cost $50 10 years ago. And now you're going to sell it for $60.
Sell more than the original price for not that much upgrading.
Exactly. This is bad. I'm probably going to buy it anyway because, you know, I could go for playing Skyward Sword again, but like, it's not that great. It's a very mediocre.
That's where they get people. You're going to buy it anyway. They don't give a shit what you're going to do. They don't give a shit what they're doing.
It's a pretty mediocre game.
They're just going to fucking get you.
Exactly. It's okay. But like, that was it. Like, that was the Nintendo Direct. Everyone was expecting at least something, like really hoping for Breath of the Wild 2, especially since, like, I don't know, why bother having a Direct if you're not going to drop something huge? And unless Splatoon 3 was their huge drop, but like,
I guess,
I don't know. It did kind of feel like their huge drop because it was the last thing. But at the same time, like, it's not that. It's not the huge drop that they needed or they thought it was going to be. They needed to show Metroid Prime 4 or Bayonetta 3 or finally show something for fucking Shin Megami Tensei 5, which they're never going to do, or Breath of the Wild. And like, they just, it was really 50 minutes of like me being like, okay, next. Like, I don't care. Okay, next. To the point where I was just making fun of everything because I was like, yo, how many games are they going to make that just have people just swinging swords? Like, every fucking game was just sword. To the point where like I was making fun of it.
Have you seen Smash? It's literally with sword fighters.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, there's a couple things here and there, but like, just overall, not good. Just not good.
Well, that's disappointing. But
yeah,
Mario Golf.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Mario
that
Golf.
Was the biggest thing.
That's fucking great. And I don't know if you guys watched the trailers, but
I have
speed golf. I'm so pumped for speed golf.
Speed golf. Yes. I hope they have a mini golf game. But
what's speed golf?
Oh, that would be awesome. Literally, the four of you tee off at the same time, and you're running to your ball, like, instead of just like automatically moving to where your ball is, you have to actually run.
Yep.
And whoever gets it in first with the least strokes, I'm guessing, is that's amazing.
I don't even know if strokes come into account
or if it's just time. It might just be time.
Oh my god, it could just be a speed thing hurting everyone around you.
That's exactly it. Like, isn't it weird that like the family friendly system is the one that destroys the most friendships? Like, fucking between like Mario Party and Mario Kart and Smash and now this, like, it really makes you hurt other people. Sports, it makes you hurt other people.
Yep. Oh boy,
I just can't help it. So
Star Wars Hunters.
Yeah, I was looking at
really
that.
Cool.
That
It did look cool. It's like a squad-based multiplayer game. I think it's a free-to-play game.
Oh, okay.
So that should give you an idea of like what the content and quality is going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it did look cool anyway.
Yeah. Nice. All right. So check. I don't know that stuff out. And Mario Golf. Check out Mario Golf.
Yeah, just
in
look
June.
At Mario Golf.
Just look forward to June. So moving on, TJ, you got something for us.
Oh, it's so good. So everyone remembers Soulja Boy, or not.
Are you talking about the rapper, or are you talking about the Nigerian pop singer who was on 90 Day Fiancé, who claims he doesn't know that there was an American artist also named Soulja Boy?
Oh boy. So he came out, or he tried to come out with a console 2 years ago, and he
is
was,
that all it was?
Yeah, it was 2018.
It seems so long ago.
Yeah. So he tried to come out with a console, and then people found out it was just a Nintendo emulator, more or less. And he was like, oh, Nintendo's not going to shut it down. And then he deleted that tweet and then got shut down.
And let
Nintendo
me make perfectly clear.
Immediately DMCA'd him because Nintendo's
Nintendo.
I give Nintendo
a lot of shit for like shutting things down when they shouldn't, like fan games and stuff like that. And, you know, even Let's Plays they used to do.
Yep.
This should have been shut down.
Yeah, this was hilarious.
Soulja Boy was literally just fucking making an emulator and packaging all their games on it and trying to sell it. Yep. That's the stupidest goddamn plan I've ever heard.
It was fucking hilarious to watch that train wreck. Well, now he's at it again, building new console from scratch with all new designs, new games, new deals. He's posted a picture of
new games?
Yeah,
or
new
different games.
Games
that he's pirated.
It's probably that. I'm gonna say
he's just reskinned all the games.
Yeah.
It's like it's just Super Mario, but it's like Soulja Boy jumping around.
Yeah.
Super Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Super Soulja Boy.
He's posted a few pictures on the Instagram, and this thing looks like a shrunken PS4 with the PS4 controller on it. So it's just going to be the console, I guess.
I gotta take a look at this. Are you fucking kidding me?
Just there is a PS4 controller on it.
It's a PS4 controller on it. So that happened, and the
that's a PS3 controller.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's PS3, not 4.
Why
yeah,
I couldn't
the
even
the raised D-pad. Yeah.
So also the button, the turn on button, kind of looks like a PS4 Wait, button. They just shoved it.
That's
in there.
A PS. That's a PS2 controller. There's a wire hanging out of it. There's a wire hanging out of it in the way that the trigger guards are on the back for R2 nice. And L2.
Oh,
that's a PS2
my
controller.
God. So yeah,
he's
going to
sell you a fucking PS2 controller with this thing.
Yep. So yeah, this shit's back.
Why? Why Soulja
Boy? It's so fucking hilarious that he's just trying to do this.
What is this going to be?
Another fucking emulator. It's probably someone else's repackaged again.
It probably is.
And it's going to get shut down again. And it's just hilarious. Like, he keeps trying to do this with like no knowledge whatsoever and how this works.
Yeah. Coming soon at Soulja Game.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, it's called Soulja Game.
This is what is wrong with him. Like, there's a point where you should just put him in prison just to make him stop. Like, I don't care that you didn't commit like a crime, but like, just stop.
It is.
Oh, this is a crime, all right.
Oh yeah, it is.
This is worse than the fucking KFC console.
Yeah, no, that they say that's its biggest competitor, the KFC console that can keep your chicken warm as you play.
Think about that. Your biggest competition is a joke.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're going to win.
And at least you get a warm meal out of the KFC console.
Yeah, exactly. Right? A fucking fast food meme is your biggest competition.
It looks like a resprayed, like, Xbox One kind of box. It's resprayed white because it obviously isn't an actual box.
Yeah.
With like a PS4 square button pushed to the side of it with a PS2 controller.
It's just like there are almost no words for the level of stupidity that he constantly stoops to.
Oh yeah. And it will take no time at all for Nintendo to he's probably emulating Xbox and PS.
Probably.
Two games.
That's probably what he's trying to do. Yeah.
Because Nintendo got him. So he's just like, yeah, I'll go to the other companies. They won't sue me.
Yeah, let me just try PlayStation next.
And like, there's a part of me that wants to be like, Soulja Boy, if you're listening, no offense. But like, I really don't think he could figure out how to use a phone well enough to actually listen to a podcast. So I don't think we have to worry about it. But
we don't.
Dude, if you manage to like fall down and select our podcast on Spotify and play this episode and can't figure out how to turn your screen back on to actually pause or skip the episode, like what
Please
are you
send
doing?
Send us a prototype.
Yeah, send us a prototype. We'll review it live on Twitch.
Yep,
we will. We'll take 100%. The DMCA strike from the games you're pirating.
We just turn it on and we just get DMC'd.
Yeah,
like immediately.
I hope that it has like an intro sound, and the intro sound is like just every video game console intro sound smashed together. So it's one. just like painful chaos.
Or just like an Xbox, like the 360 intro one, but with like a trap beat under it. Just like just the bass jacked,
just drum and bass. Yeah, yeah.
But you know it's gonna be him being like Soulja Game, and it's like be like, oh
yeah,
it's gonna be so fucking cringy.
If he gets that far, the last one didn't even get that far.
Yeah,
it got to some people buying it, and then it getting DMC'd. From Nintendo.
Is there a release date on this bitch?
Not yet. Okay. There's just like a coming soon kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's got two pictures and a video on in his Instagram currently.
But you know what's ridiculous? Is he's naming it the same thing as the one that fucking already failed. He's naming it Soulja Game again.
He didn't learn the first time.
Okay. You don't have to rebuy the copyrights and everything, so.
Oh, yeah.
If you already own them.
Yep. It's going to be something else. And who in their right mind, besides in total indie developers, like one person working in their basement, is going to develop a game for this thing?
I would never develop a game for this.
I wouldn't risk my name to be put on this game.
Exactly.
Well, because this seems like a great time to announce the General Failure Podcast video game coming to you on Soldier Game.
Exclusive to Soldier Game.
I sold the IP for to our podcast to Soldier Game, I guess.
It will be a failure just like
for
us.
For sure.
So definitely go check out that Instagram. Fucking worth it.
I like it. So that's all for us this week. Thank you for listening. To find our social media links, previous episodes, or leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailcast.com. Normally here, we would ask you to support our show with a small contribution, but this week, we'd like you to consider donating to an organization like Black Lives Matter or the NAACP. If you like what you've heard, please follow us on Spotify or leave a review on iTunes. Everybody say DMCA or DCMA, whatever it is.
Run DMC.
Run DMC. Superman that hard.